State Representative Camille Lilly on the proposed bill. It says here in the Tribune, it was never the intent to make pumping your own gas illegal in Illinois, although there was a bill proposed. I understand it's in the House, and we'll see if it ever develops out of the Rules Committee. But it's HB 4571, and it says pumping gas. No gas may be pumped at a gas station in this state unless it is pumped by a gas station attendant employed at the station. She says, if nothing else, it's a conversation starter. And Representative Lilly, it sure was that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Get to meet new people and talk to all kinds of people. So it's been exciting.
Yeah, boy, were you listening to the radio the last couple of days? Because you have been a topic, lady, let me tell you.
I know, and I've been hearing a lot of good ideas and a lot of good points to what's going on at the gas stations around Illinois. So as mentioned, I'd like to start off that this measure was never to be a ban to people or consumers pumping their gas at the pump. They will have that right. That was never the consideration. It was a vehicle to begin the conversation, and it did that. The intent of this measure in this vehicle is to bring legislation to create safety and convenience at the pump. We're having a number of citizens challenged at the pump, from seniors to the disabled to parents in the car with children. And they were wondering, and it's coming to me, wondering, can I help? I'm having some issues here. I said, well, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. So, again, this measure was never intended to ban anyone from pumping their gas at the pump. They will always have that right, that convenience. However, we're having challenges with more and more incidents happening at gas stations, from fires to people driving off with the holes in their tank, people smoking. So it's really a measure to create safety and convenience and create some jobs as well, possibly.
Well, if it makes it more convenient for people who can't pump their own gas and they don't know where those places are, then I'm all for it. But nothing in the one sentence description, section
Why?
5, nothing says that. It says the exact opposite of that. It says it has to be pumped by a gas station attendant employed at the station. Who wrote this thing?
Hey, now this is Civics 101. Let me say, again, this bill is not to ban anyone from pumping their gas.
I know, but it says the opposite.
It's a vehicle. It's
a
vehicle.
But then why doesn't
the vehicle? Let me give you Civic.
Why doesn't the vehicle say it's for convenience and stuff, safety? And then
guess what? That's what I said when they gave me the bill. Let me tell you what. I was like this. That's not what I intended to do.
Okay, so you didn't type this out, no gas, et cetera?
Oh, what? And that's why we put in civic education back into the school.
Okay.
What we do is give a one blurb. Let me tell you what we do. We give one blurb with a concept, and we ask our LRU to research and bring some information forward. What happened in this particular case, and I did sign, what happened in this particular case, this bill came forward. I said, well, this is not what I want to do, and as we normally do, well, you can amend it, Camille. You amend it, and based on what you're trying to do, we'll amend it to say that.
Okay.
That's wonderful. But from that little blurb, and you have to have legislation with more than two sentences. So we have
think?
To develop a right. Exactly.
But I mean, okay, but wait. Representative, hold on a second.
I'm excited about this.
Hold on.
Representative, with respect, I think it's a little insulting to imply that we don't understand civics when we are confused by this bill. I mean, generally, a bill that is introduced contains everything you want it to contain. That's my understanding of civics. Now, are you saying that what was actually introduced was an opening line and the bill was never finished, that you introduced a partial bill?
Exactly. And that's what people, and I'm glad to that you brought that up. Civics is a whole bunch of steps that bring forth law that makes us work within a society. How that comes about is a process. And so this is a vehicle, and the language that was in there has to be nurtured and developed.
I know, but I want to get my hands on the intern or the person who wrote.
Wait.
I don't want to get my hands on him, but I mean, somebody, there's such a disconnect between what the bill says and what you're saying makes sense. I like everything you said, but it's just, it's the opposite of what was proposed. So I just want to know how that happens.
And what happens, and we have a what was called a legislative review or research unit, and we do a little research and gather some information and say, is this what you're looking for? And I said, oh no, this is not what I'm looking for. And then they say, and which is a good, this is not the first time that I utilized a bill that was not quite what it needed to be based on what we're talking about and what we're trying to create. But then we amend it. We move it forward. We met a deadline. We move it forward, and then we begin to work on it and having these kind of conversations with you and industry.
So, would you say
to make it a better bill?
Camille Lilly's on the phone line, the Democrat from Oak Park, Springfield lawmaker. Would you say then that really the slug, this one sentence descriptor, is a placeholder? It's not a fully fleshed out bill. It's clearly not what you intended, but you guys just sort of put your name in there just so you're in the game, and then you'll fix it as you go.
It is a shell bill, a vehicle to address a measure, and this is not the only type of placeholder.
Okay,
I'm going to use your term.
I understand that.
That we utilize.
Okay, but I have another question about that.
Begin legislation.
So then, what should this bill accomplish? Because if it does, for whatever good reason, if it does say that you have to, like, I can pump my own gas, but you have to have somebody there to pump gas for me, and maybe I've got 20 pumps or 50 pumps or 2 pumps, but I mean, is it going to mandate that gas stations have somebody at the ready to pump my gas at all times?
Great question.
That's what I do.
It will, yeah. That's why I'm talking to you. Thank you again. The vehicle will look at working with the consumers, the station, gas station owners, and the industry to figure out how we can bring forth convenience and safety at the pump. There will be, the intent is to talk about this, to craft legislation that addresses those entities. It may or possibly create jobs to create safety and convenience.
Yeah.
It may. But the owners have a good understanding, and the consumers are weighing in. Well, I'm needing a little bit more. How can you help me? And this allows that conversation to move forward. And I'm excited about it because I got a number of calls on both sides of the issue and some good ideas of how to, hey, this is a good, we're in a different space now. We have different things going on. Let's think about this. I said, well, let's talk to the gas owners and figure out how we can do that so we can maintain safety and convenience at the pump.
Going to make it more expensive if all those gas station owners got to have somebody at 3 a.m. or 2 p.m. out there pumping gas.
And that's why you have to talk to the consumers and look at what they're talking about, because that is, they don't, that when you input, get their input, you make better law. You make law that they will desire. Sometimes we make law and we don't include the consumer. This process will include the consumer in that conversation.
A couple quick calls go ahead.
And we're excited about the gas stations are supporting what some of their concerns are as well.
Yeah, well, I'll bet it's not mandating that they hire people to pump gas and either eat the cost or pass it along to us. You know what I mean? I mean, that this is the state saying you have to do something, and it's you have to hire people, and they have to hire people. I mean, I'll bet the industry isn't loving this, Camille.
Well, what happened, let me say this. When we first came about with self-service, it was to keep the prices down so that the consumer can really enjoy pumping the gas without increased price. We have come a long way, and our prices have gone up continuously in the gas industry. So the prices are not going to start going in any other direction but up.
Okay, hold on a second.
What we're trying to do is make sure there's safety, and put some convenience for those seniors, those disabled, and those parents who are concerned about leaving their children in the car when they have to go inside and pay or do the things.
If there was an informational network for people who have trouble, I mean, we should make it easy for them, and we should make it obvious for them where to get gas and how they're going to get help. And I'm all interested in that network. I don't know how that is, but I sure don't see language regarding that in the bill, so we'll need to change the language on that. Paul wanted to say something, too, and Paul, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Groovy, go ahead.
Let me start by saying I have no problem with your idea, but
yes,
for
sir.
You to say that it was written up wrong, that's on you. Before you present that to the House, you read those two sentences, and then you say, this is my bill. Well, why did you present it if it wasn't written the way you wanted? You could have easily changed those two sentences and said what it was. Instead, we got this, the whole world's in a tizzy because everyone thinks you want them to not be able to pump their own gas anymore.
Okay, hold on. Let's a little respond to that, Camille. I mean, that's back just to the very process, that civics lesson you're telling us about.
Yes, sir. So what happens in Springfield when we present legislation, we have a vehicle, a piece of law that we can, which is a vehicle, a measure that we can write on change, but we need something to start the legislation. And it's called a shell bill. It's called a vehicle. And what we do is we take that and we sign on it so we can have something to work with. And then we amend it. And when I looked at the bill, I said, this is not what I'm not looking to do. She said, but this is a bill that you can amend. It was never intended to be passed in a state. It was a vehicle to allow us to have this type of conversation so we can move the idea forward and maybe make a better opportunity at the pump where we have convenience and safety for those who need it most.
Thank you for the call, Michael.
And
Representative, thank you for the time. I'm sorry we didn't get a hold of you earlier. I'm really glad you were able to join us today. Let you and I talk again down the road, all right?
I would look forward to it, and thank you so much.